If you want to know what Virgin's most powerful voice had to say, just check out Richard Branson's latest photo on Twitter. His face and even the collar of his white shirt are smothered with red lipstick kisses. He's grinning and giving the thumbs up. Analyst Tom Parsons says flyers in Dallas can be happy too.
They do bring a new element in town. They do offer three classes of service. They bring you also some of the lowest fares. If it wasn't for Virgin, we would not be seeing the airfares we're seeing today, the Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Virgin wins this battle, but the real war starts October 13th, when the Wright Amendment restrictions are lifted and Virgin, Southwest, and United can fly anywhere nonstop from Love Field. Parsons says Richard Branson may be what he calls a hot dog, but Virgin has a major recognition problem. It's three letters, D-A-L.
Not very many people in this country know Love Field or the airport code DAL, D-A-L. And again, if you live in San Francisco, New York, or Washington, D.C., you put the name Dallas in there and you're going to hope, Virgin's going to hope that you see their routes, but you may never see their routes or flights because if you don't use the right airport code, Virgin may not get those passengers.
Virgin has already started selling seats for its new routes, so for now at least, it's feeling the love. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.